Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, January 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The U.S. bumped up against its borrowing limit today, kicking off a potentially lengthy and difficult debate in Congress over raising the debt ceiling. In a letter to congressional leaders this morning, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said there was, quote, considerable uncertainty about how long extraordinary measures can last that would allow the country to continue to pay its bills until Congress raises the debt ceiling. The uncertainty over the debt ceiling, plus continued concerns over a possible recession, sent U.S. stocks on track for a third straight sell-off. In morning trading, the Dow Jones Industrials were down more than 250 points, or 0.8%. The S&P 500 was down 0.9%, and the NASDAQ was down 1.2%. The Labor Department says jobless claims declined last week to the lowest level since September, suggesting the jobs market remained tight at the start of the year. Initial claims for unemployment benefits fell by 15,000 to a seasonally adjusted 190,000 last week. The U.S. labor market remains strong but has gradually lost steam in recent months. Employers added 223,000 jobs in December, the smallest gain in 2 years. And Procter & Gamble reported lower quarterly profit and declining sales volumes as rising costs prompted consumers to cut back on purchases at the end of last year. P&G's finance chief said shoppers are willing to pay more for high-end products, though more are looking for deals, while demand is up both for items that come in smaller package sizes and for bulk offerings at warehouse stores. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.